Meeting of the Clinton Township Board of Education, please come to order. In accordance with the provisions of the New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act, Chapter 231, laws of 1975, adequate notice of this meeting was provided through the annual public notice on February 8, 2011. Like the board secretary, please take the roll.
Mr. Dinkoff?
Here.
Ms. Gregory?
Here.
Ms. Kresty?
Here.
Ms. Hofig? Mr. Kaplan?
Here.
Ms. Leving?
Here.
Mr. Shadle? Mr. Scheibel?
Here.
And Mr. Sturgis?
Here.
We have a quorum and may proceed.
Thank you. I'd like to ask everybody to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Straight up. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated. Just a few short comments about the upcoming school board election, which is, I believe, April 27th, which, don't forget, is a Wednesday. And as I look around the room, I notice we do have a few candidates that are present here this evening, members of the public as well as current board members. Just by way of a reminder to all candidates for the three vacant seats on the Board of Education, that there are certain standards of behavior that we hope all candidates will adhere to. There's certain Board of Education policy, as well as rules and regulations that are put out by the State Board of Education. And again, I would hope that all candidates for the three vacant seats on the Board of Education would adhere to those rules and regulations. The other item I wanted to mention before we get into the superintendent's report, I got an email this afternoon from Mr. Shadle. Mr. Shadle will not be here this evening. And I'm kind of disappointed because Mr. Shadle is not running for office. He's not running for the Board of Education, which means that tonight would have been his last Board of Education meeting. And I was hoping to say a few words about Mr. Shadle, as well as to present him with a certificate. I'm not sure whether he'll be here for our reorganizational meeting or not, so I'm going to just take the time since there will be a recording of tonight's meeting.
Yes.
Okay. To talk briefly about Mr. Shadle. One of the things I like about the Clinton Township Board of Education is the diversity among all the members of the Board of Education. All right, we have some people on the board who are what I would refer to as relatively young, others that are relatively old. I think we have a diversity of opinion. We have some people that have children in the district and other board members that do not have any children in the district. Mr. Shadle first became a board member 3 years ago. We had a vacancy on the board, and he had indicated an interest in filling that position, and the board voted to appoint him to the position. So the first year he served in the district was that was by appointment by the Board of Education. After that first year, he ran for a vacant seat. There was a 2-year term that he ran for and was elected to the Board of Education for that 2-year term. And Mr. Shadle, on his own, decided not to seek re-election. When I talk briefly about diversity, Mr. Shadle's opinions did not always coincide with the majority of the Board of Education, and that was fine. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion. During the 3 years Gene was on the Board of Education, I always found him to be very open and very honest. Whenever there was a dissenting vote by Mr. Shadle, he always indicated to the board his reason and rationale for voting the way he did. So I truly considered him a contributing member of this Board of Education who I think made a lot of very important contributions. Gene always had the best interests of the children at heart, as well as the taxpayers in Clinton Township. And I really believe he's going to be sorely missed by us as a Board of Education member. We have a certificate which will eventually find its way to Mr. Shadle, and that certificate says, in recognition of your dedication to the children of Clinton Township School District, Gene Shadle, Board of Education member, 2009-2011. And again, I'm sorry he's not here this evening, but we will have contact with him before he leaves us completely. That's it. We'll move on to the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Dinkoff. Enrollment, Spruce Run, 316. Patrick McGarren, 343. Brown Valley, 560. CTMS, 462, for a current count of 1,681, compared to this year, last time, 1,721. We have one suspension to report, a physical assault on the bus, one sixth grader versus against another, for a two-day out-of-school suspension. Under student achievement and productive citizens, supportive environment, community partnerships, this being kind of a short time between the last Board of Education meeting, March 28th, just some quick highlights. The NJ-ASK testing has been coming in, and our administrators have been signing off. Our teachers and students have already been looking at testing techniques and strategies and reviewing as they have been all year long. One of the differences that we have looked at here at Clinton Township is not teaching to the test, but teaching to the child all year long, but at the same time giving them authentic experiences with this type of test, so it's not a surprise to them. Under productive citizens, our students will be voting on April 27th on their principal's challenge. On Friday, they will see, I do believe, the top five challenges that their principal will put before them based on their efforts. Spruce Run, a reading challenge that they're doing. Patrick McGarren, Round Valley, and the middle school all doing Study Island time frame in and out of school. Under supportive environment, our energy audit continues. This is a $32,000 energy audit that we got from the state. They will be paying the full freight for that. And the company that were given the award are coming in and really looking at every little piece that we do, not only energy protocols that we've set up, but really other areas, given our building's age and current energy rating, ideas of how we might be able to improve our cost savings. And under community partnerships, I will be going to the council meeting this Wednesday with Mrs. Lenhart to do a brief presentation of our budget to the mayor and council. Got a nice compliment from the mayor and council from Mr. Joss, their town administrator, basically said the mayor and council have read everything you put online, so you really don't have to do the full presentation, just an overview for them and the community at hand. So I'll take that compliment. And that is my report, sir.
Any questions for Mr. Carroll? Any board members have any questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to the report of the school business administrator.
Just calling attention to the two pieces of correspondence that are on the agenda. And informational, the next meeting is our reorg meeting, which is scheduled for May 9th. And to add to Mr. Carroll, on Wednesday when we go to town council, Mr. Kaplan, as chairman of finance and facility, will also be in attendance.
Excellent.
That's all I have.
Okay, thank you. The reorganizational meeting, that'll be the second Monday of the month?
Yes.
That's not the the regular monthly meeting of the board. The board will have the regular monthly meeting on the fourth Monday in May?
It's actually going to be Tuesday the 24th.
That's right.
Due to availability.
Due to what?
Mrs. Lenhart and I are unable to attend on the 23rd, and I don't know what else was coming up that we had to move it to the 24th.
That was it. We went to the day later.
Right.
Isn't that the Lebanon Moreau board meeting or something?
Isn't it the what?
No.
Is that?
Well, otherwise, it actually falls to be the next week, which is Memorial Day.
So we're not having it on the fourth Monday because that's Memorial Day.
Well, the fourth Monday would be the 23rd. Right. I apologize.
The fourth Monday would be the 23rd?
Yes, 2/9/16/23.
Oh, is that how you count by seven? Okay. So we're not meeting on the 23rd, we're meeting on the 24th.
That's right.
Okay.
Just a reminder to do those on negotiations the next night, the 25th, is our next session.
All right. Any questions for our business administrator? We have two items before we go to old business. One is the regular minutes from the March Board of Education meeting, as well as the minutes from the executive session on the 28th. If I could have a motion to accept those two sets of minutes.
So moved.
So moved by Donna, seconded by Jody. Any questions about those minutes? Any concerns? I think we need a roll call vote.
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Leving?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
And Mr. Dinkhoff?
Yes.
Motions carry 7-0.
Thank you. Old business. Is there any old business that needs to be brought up before the board? Anything with the Void House, or is that going to be under facilities and finance? Or
there's nothing to report.
Well, actually, the engineer has passed off to the attorney.
So we're moving along with that. Hopefully, that'll be resolved in the next couple months.
What, a few weeks to a month or so?
Yes.
Great. Fantastic. Okay.
I have one other item. How about Brinker Off? Phase 1 audit,
how's that going? It's going very well. They met with the ad hoc committee to review the information that was gathered by Mrs. Grant and her organization, and they got a copy of that. They had already placed T-105 Suma cans. They basically six cans that were placed in and out of the building over a 48-hour period to really collect samples in the parts per billion. Mm-hmm. And after they have that, they're hoping to, I sent them a list of our dates, and most likely they'll be at the May 24th meeting. Mm-hmm. To report out to the full board.
Okay. Sounds like they're done collecting samples at this point.
At this point, they're gonna do the first round, that phase one, and then part of their report would be recommendations, and whether or not that would mean a phase two. Correct.
And before today, when the building was open?
Absolutely. Actually, it was in that time where we had a spike in the temperature, and then the next day it snowed. So it was a win-win.
Okay. No problem with children being in the building or anything?
Not at all. What one of the things that we discussed at the ad hoc committee was, you know, what protocols to follow, and what they wanted to follow was the ambient airflow that goes in while the building is in use. So they were in classrooms with students in them, and as well as outside.
Okay, good. And we should expect then a report at the May board meeting?
That is their hope, unless something else comes up as part of the research or the information they gathered from the presentation.
Okay, sounds good. Any other old business that we need a clarification on by the board? Seeing none, we'll move on to our first public comment on agenda items only. If anybody in the public would like to address the board, we'd ask you to step up to the podium, state your name and address, and try to limit your comments, questions, or concerns to 3 minutes. Public agenda items at this point in time from the public.
Michelle Sullivan, 8 Town Road. A couple questions on action item 11, PC 20B, which is the policy curriculum and virtual mod, which is the professional development plan. I couldn't find any of those documents on the website or anything, which kind of made it hard to read and ask any questions about it for voting to approve something.
O28 is just a first reading by the board. Okay. It is really the second one that is the approval, so any discussion would happen tonight with the board.
Okay.
And that is, I'm just following a protocol that it goes out to the board and the first go-round. And then if the policy and curriculum committee would want that posted prior to approval, but the way it's always been is after approval, it's posted to the public. And PD plan is the same thing. It's really more of an acceptance of the submission. It still has to go down to the Department of Education to be approved. Then it will come back here for final approval.
Okay, so we approved, just want to make sure I understand that, we approved the state can say make these changes.
And then it has to come back to the PD, the district PD committee, and then back up here to the board level.
Move on to committee reports. Facilities and finance, Mark.
Well, it's unusual, but there is actually nothing new to report. as we all know, we've been pretty tied up for the last month or so with budgetary items. There was no other meeting since our last public meeting. Pat just covered the only update we have to the Mud House. Really nothing else. We have some items to move.
Let's get a motion and a second, and then ask any questions you'd like. So, Mark, you move that we're approving 132 through 143.
Great.
Do we have a second on that?
Second.
Second by Michelle. Now, Kevin, any questions at all? Go ahead.
On the 175. It's 3,467 of the American Reading Company material?
Yes.
Is that an error?
Yes, if you look on the right, see how it says line 11, fund 11, and then fund 20s?
Yes.
Okay, that is actually, the 271 is, I think, 2A. 2271 is not ARA. 2271 is 2A. I'd have to look back on that and see if that was actually where we charged it off. We did 2A.
2A is one of the titles under No Child Left Behind.
Oh, yeah, that was split. That was ARA and NCLB.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the 47, is that ARA and NCLB?
That's general fund, fund 11.
Okay, so that's...
That's general fund, operating fund. Remember the buckets?
It's not
ARA. So we use the ARA funds to supplant, and then this is coming out of the general fund.
Exactly. Yes.
On 17598.
Yes.
Is it just a guess, or two schools, SRS and PMG? Nothing notable. I know PMG is not generally considered as energy efficient as the other schools. But what I was noticing was on 17607, Hess. I usually associate Hess with gasoline and Elizabethtown with natural gas. What is it?
We belong to a consortium called ACES, and then there's two parts of ACES, electric and gas. For the ACES gas, Hess got the contract from the consortium, so you purchase the commodity from Hess, and you get the delivery from Elizabethtown. Because if you think about it, they have the infrastructure to get the commodity to you. So you buy the commodity from one party, and you get it delivered from another.
Okay, so
it's two parts of the same monthly bill, of the same bill.
So each is a portion of the same month's bill?
Exactly.
And why are we getting the bills from the two entities? Is one a service bill and one a commodities bill, or are we only buying a portion of the gas from ACES?
No. The Hess is the commodity, and Elizabethtown is the delivery. Right. And we actually do that for electric too, but for some reason, that's also through ACES, but for some reason in that case, JCP&L carries the bill for which we also purchase the commodity, but for gas, we get two different bills.
Okay, thank you. On 17606, Herb Jones, promotional materials.
I think that's usually the yearbook, isn't it, Mr. Carroll?
I don't recognize that name.
Herf
Jones.
Herf Jones, H-E-R-F-F.
I was wondering what the
I would need to look that up. That is a school level, school 9, which is the middle school. I do think that's the yearbook.
Okay.
See, if you look at the account number, we didn't go into this, but if you look at the last level, 009, that differentiates our schools.
Okay. 1610, at the bottom, there's more power. This is a payment to ESC.
I'm sorry, what number did you say?
17610.
Okay, 17610. ESC, yes.
It's one bill for multiple fees.
Oh, yeah.
At the bottom, there's 15 grand in March era, and then the last one, ND182183.
That is, those are services which our non-publics get. We're a flow-through. I think we talked about this before. We're a flow-through for, like, non-public nursing, Chapter 192-193 services for students who attend non-public schools.
So that ND-182, that's non-public?
Non-public, exactly. Chapter 192-193.
And what's the margin error? Is that flow through the ESC?
That's also non-public.
Okay. And Herf Jones is yearbook. I just looked it up.
Okay. For the middle school? For
correct.
TTMF. And my last one is 17630, radiation research.
That's not our normal waste disposal. That must be something 262. That's facilities. I'm not exactly sure offhand what that is. But that's not our normal. Our normal is a Premier.
Okay. I was just curious if
the oh, that's Premier, the one before it. I'm not sure offhand exactly what that waste disposal is, but it's not the norm, quote unquote.
I have a quick follow-up question to Kevin's question about the gas bill. So we have a gas bill. Steve's going to talk to Gary. How do we beat the school in Round Valley?
No, you know what? The bills are the utilities. You could have a part-time job trying to keep them straight. They come in really wacky. Some are estimated. Some are actual.
Right.
It just so happens that by the cutoff date, this is, you know, an early cutoff date, too. We didn't get the other two schools.
All right, so they're all, our bills on natural gas are doing the same deal between Elizabethtown and Hess. That only two came in.
Yes.
Okay.
The other thing on utilities I noticed that was just unusual is the gas bills for PMG are significantly higher than SRS, which I understand. But then when you look at the JCP&L bill, SRS is substantially higher than PMG, about 50%.
Those are some of the things that we want to get input on. I don't know if they have an electric water heater, because I know we do have at least one in the office area.
We have a system over here,
so. Right.
We're monitoring all energy uses, and part of this energy audit is they logged us onto this online system that will be helping us to track. We're not even in it yet. We're just, like, logged in.
On that audit, are they doing gas and electric?
Yes, I had to give them both.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No problem.
Any other questions on any of the bills or any of the action items? Just for a point of clarification on action item 142, which is on page 5. That's not an hourly rate of $80. The $80 is per half hour. So the hourly rate would be, if it needed to be in there, would be $160. You can just cross out the word hourly. The rate's going to be $80 for a half hour for an occupational therapist. So we have a motion and a second. If there are no other questions, we'll have a roll call vote on items 132 to 143.
Ms. Cresty?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Lebbing?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes, on 133 and no on 132.
So no on 132, yes on everything else?
Yes.
Okay. And Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
Motions all pass.
Thank you.
Thank you. Personnel and negotiations, Michelle?
Like facilities and finance, we don't have a lot to report either since our last meeting. And then on May 25th, we have our next negotiations meeting. At that meeting, it'll be official fact finding where both sides, that's the Board of Education and the CTEA, will present in a formal meeting their facts to the fact finder. Thereafter, she will make her findings as to her conclusions on the facts that are presented to her. Okay. And then we have some items to move in for approval. That's items PN178 through PN189.
Second.
Okay, a motion by Michelle, seconded by Donna. Any discussion on any of those items? Under personnel and negotiations? Seeing none, before we have a roll call vote, Michelle, we will be going into executive session where you can give the board an update on exactly where we're at with negotiations.
Yes.
Okay. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Leving?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
And Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
Motions carry 7-0.
Thank you. Policy and curriculum, Jody?
PC032, there's various policies here for and regulations for first reading, and as Mr. Carroll already discussed, we talked about the professional development plan.
Ms. Leving, just today we found out that on PC32, the dates of the first grade trip had to be rearranged.
Okay.
So instead of the four that are listed, they're now May 12th, May 16th, May 24th, and June 8th.
And that's not all first graders going four different times.
No, all of them are going across those days.
Okay. And our sixth graders are going on the 31st to the Liberty Science Center? All sixth graders.
Correct. Okay.
So we have a motion. Did we get a second on that?
We did not.
Do we have a second? Nana? Any discussion on any of the items under policy and curriculum?
On the 028, what is the policy share? Do you have the policy share of 228? Were those the same as these, or was that the
prior? I'm sorry, say that again.
These policies, when were they shared out on the?
When were they made board? Available to the board members?
They weren't in your packet, Kevin?
If they were, I missed them.
Okay.
I look back, I saw the pack of policies on 228.
For the second reading, right.
But I just don't recall, unless I missed them, I didn't see these policies in this pack.
I'm on there right now, Kevin. I don't see them as well. We should table that then. I apologize for that. That should have been on for everyone the first reading. So, if we could table PC028, I'll have that back out.
We have a motion and we have a second. And I'm not an expert on Robert Rules of Order, but if you want to table a particular motion, I would suggest we either vote it down or we make an amendment. I think you make an amendment to the motion.
I think the person who moved it has to make an amendment. Isn't that
or they have to approve.
Or they have to withdraw.
They have to approve an amendment, I think. Either they have to make it or approve. Joe, do you want to make an amendment to your motion
yes.
Tabling item 028?
Yes, I'd like to make an amendment to please table action item PC 028 at this time for a future board meeting.
Okay. Now, I don't know if we need a second. And do we need a second?
I'll second it just in case.
Seconded by Donna. So let's vote on tabling. Let's vote on the amendment to the motion first. Do we need a roll call vote for that?
Let's do one.
Pardon?
Let's do one.
Go ahead.
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Leving?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Ms. Sturgis?
Yes.
And Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
And motion to table 28.
And then prior to the May Board of Education meeting, a copy of all of these...
Yes, will be out for everyone's perusal for a first reading.
Okay.
So I do believe, Mrs. Lenhart, we will have some action items on May 9th.
Well, we discussed that other issue of time.
Correct.
Yes.
So it will be before...
Are we under a timeline by the state on this?
No, not with the mandates, given the time frame on any of these. Really, many of them are about... They have moved certain statutes that tie to the policies and renumbered them, so we have to update our policies with the new numbering system.
And I'm assuming you would like to take action at the reorganizational meeting?
Yes. But I wouldn't want to put a first and a second in front of brand new, even though those candidates would have access to it prior to it. I would still want to go through a first and second. We're not under that type of time constraint.
Okay. Okay. Let's take a vote then on items 029 through 032.
Sorry, I have one more question.
Go ahead.
029. Can we review that, or the most appropriate than the special development plan? I know we spoke about briefly earlier. I read through it. I see we're ending.
Correct. You know, it used to be, Kevin, you were kind of projecting a year out, but instead the state had asked for you to make kind of a three-year plan, and as you're doing it, show where you had to make changes. So the bold is what we are adding revising, and then strikeouts are for them to kind of keep track of what we're doing, and then it will come back, and before we put it out to the public, we would edit it to publish.
So right now we're approving the update of this.
Correct. And so as I had stated, the process is really the board doesn't have to submit it, but I want you to see it before it goes out. It goes down to the state. They use a rubric to score us, basically. It comes back to Ms. Philippe and the district PD committee, which is a representation of our administrators and our teaching staff. They will go over that, revise if necessary, then it comes up here to the board for a final approval.
Kevin, actually, I have a question too. There's some references in the document to improvement in instructional practices as well as progress in areas of like the curriculum and core contents. How do you measure that? It seems like it'd be very subjective. And is there a goal line that is it a clear goal line or a fuzzy goal line?
One of the things that we put in there as well, and I spoke to it, John, in our budget presentations, to really support the learning in the classroom, our teachers need a district-wide assessment tool, and we do not have one currently outside of the ASK and teacher-made products. So we want something norm referenced that we would like to bring in, specifically in first and second grade, because we don't have anything leading into the ASK testing, which would be indicators of not only success in our programs and our instruction, but give us an indication of where the children might be in the NJ-ASK, and we can change instruction and programs as necessary to see that they're going to be successful. But because the ASK is not a norm reference test and you don't have access to it like you would something that is a district-wide, we want something that will come in that our teachers can utilize pre- and post-test to see that there's learning happening. And that's where you figure out whether or not your curriculum and your instruction are hitting the learning outcomes you want.
Is there, take a pre- and post-test, you see if there's... there's progress, right? Is there any kind of idea of how much progress there should be, or does that come later? It's like
if some of the
many steps type of thing.
Yes, when we looked at it, it's kind of easier for the upper grades. There was some more quantifiable goal setting by our teachers here because of the programs that they have, and really because the grading system kind of ties into that as well, because it's already weighted. So it's easier for them to say 80%, 90% of the children will reach this goal in a certain amount of time. So that's some of the goal setting we want for the lower grades. It's harder to get an exact number on, and that's what we want to give the teachers support on.
Any other questions? Just so that I understand what we're doing. We're voting on everything except for 028.
And yes,
sir. 028 will come up for action?
For first reading.
At the reorganizational meeting?
Yes.
All right. We want to make sure then that, because there will be at least one new Board of Education member at the reorganizational meeting, so we want to make sure that that individual will get a copy of...
Correct. Part of the indoctrination program, is, as soon as that is out, would be to get them connected with our communication, cell phones, email, and access to their Word docs.
Board members have cell phones?
No, cell phone numbers.
Oh. I thought we were giving out cell phones. I was going to say, I didn't get one. All right.
Now you know where that's going to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second, and if there's no other discussion, we'll have a roll call vote on those items.
Ms. Cresti?
Yes.
Ms. Gregory?
Yes.
Mr. Kaplan?
Yes.
Ms. Lebbing?
Yes.
Mr. Scheibel?
Yes.
Mr. Sturgis?
Yes.
Mr. Dinkoff?
Yes.
Motion's carried 7-0.
Thank you. Before we do recognition of the public, we do have one other committee which I neglected to mention 2 months in a row. Donna, I wouldn't do it 3 months in a row. We will now hear from our communications committee, headed by none other than the board vice president, Donna Gregory. Donna?
With all that lead in, and we didn't have a meeting. we haven't met, but we have worked on the newsletter. It's in process right now. We have a draft out that we're working on, so...
Well, we did have an impromptu meeting about budget communication.
Yeah, kind of a quickie meeting. But, we're our committee tends to give feedback throughout the month to you, so nothing else formal was discussed.
Okay. Any questions for Donna? No questions at all? Nobody wants to give her the business? Okay. Recognition of the public. The second recognition of the public. If there's anybody who would like to address the board, have any questions or concerns, please feel free to come up to the podium, state your name and address, and make an effort to limit your questioning to 3 minutes, if at all possible.
Laura Freda, 14 Granite Terrace. This is actually a question. I just wanted to let everyone know that I work for Lowe's in Flemington, and April 19th and 20th, we're going to be at the Round Valley School building vegetable gardens and putting in flowers up in the atrium area. And it is open to anyone from the public that would like to come and help. There'll be Lowe's employees there doing the work. We're putting up fencing, so just the animals out and we'll keep out, and the kids are going to maintain it. And Lowe's is going to continue to give the school vegetables, and I have donations from one of Lowe's vendors, Bonnie Plants, who's going to be donating a lot of the product for us, and Lowe's will be donating all the other products. And so anyone from the public school board that would like to come and help out, it's going to be around, it's going to start around 9 a.m., and the first day will be probably the longest day, which will be till around 4-ish, and the second day we'll be doing up whatever's left to do and making sure, because there's a lot of weeding and stuff in the atrium that has to get done because it wasn't kept up for a while, so we need to clean it out and put everything fresh in there and make it look nice for the kids and the garden area. So anyone that would like to be there, anyone from the public, anybody?
Yes.
Everyone's welcome. But we need all the hands that we can.
You said that's at Round Valley?
Round Valley School, okay. Yeah. The 19th and the 20th.
Will you have I'm sorry, will you have coffee available?
This would be bad. But we can talk about that.
I'm getting donations from ShopRite, and I'm going to go to a couple of the local delis and get them to fork over some food and drinks and stuff for us. So a little hard for them to say no to, so I'm
good. Is ShopRite a done deal?
ShopRite gave me a $100 gift card to use at ShopRite for food and whatever else we need it for. Lowe's will I'll probably get water and stuff from Lowe's because we sell water. So I'm going to fork that over. And I'm also going to go to some local delis too to get just more food since I don't know how many people to plan for. So I'm just going to get as much food as I can and have it for 2 days and do what I can.
Okay. You're in charge of this?
I'm in charge.
Okay.
I'm the boss. I'm the leader.
Mrs. Freda has actually been working with Ms. Hammond and Mrs. High on this, and she actually got us in touch with two other grants that we have actually sought out as well.
Wonderful.
So,
that's great.
So, I'm going to check with Ms. Hammond about putting out flyers. And
well, I wrote something up for the school, and Mrs. Hammond asked me to write something up from Lowe's.
Are you looking for an RSVP as well so you can get a count?
Well, I mean, if people here would like to tell me, that would be fine, or you can email me, certainly.
Well, I'm just saying when we put that out, Laura, maybe I can ask people to give us the heads up, and then I can quickly give you at least an estimate.
Yep, that would be good. So.
Can we put that on the website?
Yeah. Absolutely. And our Tuesday tidings will go out tomorrow, but I'll take your flyer and embed that in the email.
You'll take students, too, to help?
Yeah.
Okay, because we should promote it through the schools, too, to at least the Brown Valley students, especially.
Oh, that's why Mrs. Hammond asked me to write something up from Lowe's that she can add to and then send it out to the families to see if they can. Mm-hmm. We just want to make sure the parents understand that. It's not to drop her kid off for the day. They're babysitting service.
Was that
they have to work.
Monday. I think it's a Monday.
Is there an opportunity for tying in
with the Tuesday,
Girl
Wednesday.
Scouts
Tuesday,
or Wednesday. Organizations that require service hours to get some more hands on deck?
We can put that into our flyer just as kind of a reminder because we do have a very active Girl and Boy Scouts in our schools. So. Mm-hmm.
Group is definitely needy on service hours,
mm-hmm.
So I'm sure there's others.
Mm-hmm. Good. Okay. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any other comments from the public?
Any particular program or?
Just in general. I mean, you know, when you read through the policies, there's a lot of information. So,
I'll give you.
Pick a teacher and they say, okay, these two teachers are going to try it.
Right. For instance, we're actually looking at our early literacy, early childhood literacy. And Ms. Philippe and Mrs. Goad have been going out to statewide training on that. And one of the things that they've done, Mrs. Goad and a team of teachers have gone out to other districts to see the products that they're using currently, Tools in the Mind, Creative Curriculum, High Scope, which we currently have, and we're trying to see whether or not we want to make a change. So one of the parts of a pilot would be research and then going and kind of networking with other professionals to see what they're already using and whether or not they're meeting with success. So coming back, I know a pilot that was done here in the way of laptops. It was kind of a competitive thing where the teachers were invited to really actually make application to say that they wanted to be the one to try using a laptop in and out of the classroom. So that would be part of the process. The principal would take the lead and through their team leaders or through that grade level that it would affect, see who would be willing to put in that extra effort to see if something is worthwhile. Actually, it's a process we're going to have to tighten up next year, Rachel, because we're looking at a lot of curriculum revision. And with that, we want to see whether or not our current sources are serving us well in and out of the classroom. And some of it might come to piloting other products.
Those programs are in connection with the teaching methods that you're having in professional development.
Correct. Well, you know, we've already had a few come in and present to the leadership team to see whether or not they're in line with what we're looking for. And then from there, we would ask as well, specifically the first and second grade staff to look it over and see if they see that it is workable for them. So we're still in those stages. And that's really tied into next year's budget. So pass the budget, and then we can get everybody working on it.
Going along with that, I know that the
fourth grade, fifth grade pilot is going on for reading that just started. And I was curious to know, is there a baseline time to determine whether that will move to sixth grade?
I really think because of the idea of the resources in and out of the classroom, it might be something that we want to expand third and sixth at the same time, but we're hoping to get good information from our fourth and fifth graders, fifth grade team, that that is something that we want to do.
And then my other question related to that is, it's my understanding then that in the program, we've had to take time away from guided reading instruction, is that correct?
I can't answer that specifically. Ms. Philippe, is that a true statement?
Currently, there's some time as we establish the program, some time is taken from guided reading, but the plan is to get back, to put the guided reading back. And the children are reading. The time in the guided reading is for children to read, but more on a one-on-one with the teacher rather than in groups right now.
I'm just curious then, kind of closer to that. So, and then if you were to decide to add in the guided reading, what would you lose? Because we're not adding it to school day.
Well, the guided reading is still in the schedule.
Right.
The times of different subject areas are adjusted a bit. Science and social studies is incorporated a little bit more into the reading, so we're not really losing time there. We're just incorporating it into the language arts. And the time that's taken from the guided reading right now is while the teachers are establishing the levels for all the children in their class and just getting used to using the system.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and what about the
network
shuffle? Do you
know what you're having there? I can tell you, we just confirmed that today, and it is on May
24th.
That's the same thing
here.
Right?
May
24th
is the board
meeting,
yes.
Yeah, there'll be two sessions of it, one at 2:30 to 4 o'clock and one at 6:30 to 8 o'clock. And the parent training is with a representative from the company that produces the materials, and it was really hard to tie down a date.
My comment would be it's best to attend a board meeting and attend a parent workshop. So I would highly suggest in the future if you could not schedule them on the same night, that would be appreciated by the public.
We try hard.
Well, maybe already may. Okay, thank you, Bobby. And my last question is about the school calendar. I wanted to go back. I posted on the wiki and you responded. And I just want to follow up with that. It didn't seem to me that there was any parent input on the calendar. I know that we had distributed the calendar, but you talked about possibly sending out a survey to survey the parents.
And a survey went out prior. We did not get as much back as we...
And when, how did it go out?
It went out as part of Tuesday Tidings, part of Friday Fun and Facts, and then Tuesday Tidings again. And we got some good information, Rachel, on the wiki and as well at the public meetings as part of the discussion from board meeting board members and anyone who wished to chime in. Interestingly enough, even people from the high school, which is kind of nice. Not only parents, but actual teachers from the high school. So we felt that we got the information or the feedback we needed to balance just that, ending after Labor Day, beginning after Labor Day, and ending after on June 8th, right along with the high school. So,
and there was also parent input from members of the Board of Education who are parents.
Correct.
That's there's true. Parent input from members of the Board of Education who are parents. Mm-hmm.
So then my follow-up question is, are you going to be offering anything to the community for those parents who don't have access to camps because they're not in session yet?
That's a great idea.
Well, because I know I'm looking at almost a 3-week gap of childcare.
Yeah, sorry.
It comes out to be 2 weeks from when we usually get. We're leaving the 21st this year, so it usually get 1 full week of June at the end, and we're giving 3 weeks, yes.
And chances are we'll have snow, right, because that has no snow days built in.
Correct. But we don't talk about snow.
Better points, but it will be 10-day gap.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, my kid, we have the same situation. Most camps start on the 20th, whatever. They start on 1 day. Usually we would back up to within a few days of that. Usually we had a couple of days on your own, but it will be a bigger gap.
But as a resource to our community and as well as a revenue to the district, it could be a win-win. Yeah. It's a great idea, Rachel. We did not officially tell them that the school calendar is what it is. I know Mr. Joss is very good about keeping up on what goes on, and our township liaison is right here in the audience, so I'm sure they are aware, and if they need to adjust, they will.
Okay.
The rec program plays a big part in using our facilities, so they'd be aware that we're wide open those times.
Any other comments from the public? Seeing none, I'll entertain the motion that we adjourn.
So moved.
Do we have any new business that needs to come before the board? Any new business? Not monkey business, but new business. We have a motion by Jody to adjourn. We have a second to that motion?
Second to executive.
Second by Michelle. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Okay. And go to executive session?
Yes.
All right. Thank you for attending.